USA News, I'm John Schaefer. The property manager of Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate made his first appearance in a Miami courtroom today.
Carlos de Oliveira did not enter a plea during this morning's scheduled arraignment in Miami federal court. He's charged with conspiracy to obstruct justice and making false statements to the FBI about classified documents stored at Mar-a-Lago. Federal investigators say at Trump's direction, he tried to delete surveillance video from the Palm Beach Club showing boxes of paperwork being moved. De Oliveira, like former President Trump's aide Walt Nauta, did not have a Florida-based attorney and was ordered to return on August 10th to Fort Pierce for his arraignment. He's been released on a $100,000 bond. Trump and Nauta have already pleaded not guilty. They're set to go to trial in May. Eric Rodriguez, Miami.
A Hunter Biden friend and associate is testifying on Capitol Hill as Republicans keep up the heat on the president's son. In a closed-door hearing today, Devin Archer is expected to share details about foreign deals involving Hunter Biden. A heat dome is scorching the South. Heat indexes could soar into triple digits this week across states including Texas, Louisiana, and Florida. More than 100 million Americans were under heat alerts over the weekend. Republican presidential hopeful Ron DeSantis is laying out his economic vision for the U.S. in New Hampshire today.
American families have been saddled with weak economic growth, high prices. The quality of life has stagnated.
The Florida governor railed against federal overreach, and he vowed to reverse President Biden's energy and climate regulations. The actor, best known for portraying Pee-wee Herman, has died. Comedian Paul Rubens was 70 years old. He was undergoing treatment for cancer. He created and starred in the TV series Pee-wee's Playhouse from 1986 to 1990 and parlayed that into two movies. In a statement Rubens prepared for after his death, he said, "Please accept my apology for not going public with what I've been facing the last 6 years." This is USA News.
Ew. Gotta get rid of this old Backstreet Boys t-shirt.
Tell me why.
Because it stinks, boys.
Tell me why.
I've washed it so many times, but the odor won't come out.
Tell me why.
No, you tell me why I can't get rid of this odor.
Have you tried New Downy Rinse and Refresh? It doesn't just cover up odors. It helps remove them.
Wow, it worked, guys.
Yeah.
Downy Rinse and Refresh removes more odor in one wash than the leading value detergent in three washes. Find it wherever you buy laundry products.
The Chase Inc. Business Premier Card is made for people who make things happen, like me. I'm Sam, founder and CEO of Manifest, a product design company that makes everyday products designed smarter. I get 2.5% cash back on purchases of $5,000 or more, plus unlimited 2% cash back on all other purchases, which helps us make more smart ideas into a brilliant reality.
The Inc. Business Premier Card. Learn more at chase.com/businesspremier. Chase for business. Make more of what's yours. Real business owner compensated for their participation. Account subject to credit approval. Restrictions and limitations apply. Cards are issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank. Any member FDIC.
The faith of Americans in the military has reached its lowest point in 26 years. That's according to a recent Gallup poll. The survey reveals that only 60% of Americans currently express confidence in the U.S. military. That's a level that has not been recorded since 1997. Southern California has implemented a produce quarantine due to the detection of an invasive fruit fly species known as the Tao fruit fly. Originating from Asia, the fly was discovered in Stevenson's Ranch, north of Los Angeles. It poses a significant threat to California's crops, including avocados, citrus fruits, various types of squash, tomatoes, and peppers. Growers within the 79-square-mile quarantine zone are prohibited from moving their fruits and vegetables off their properties. Barbie is taking over the world.
Hiya, Bobby.
Hi, Ken.
You want to go for a ride?
Sure, Ken.
Jump in.
North America's movie theater owners find Barbie an absolute doll. Greta Gerwig's live-action film based on the iconic Mattel toy earned another $93 million at cinemas across the U.S. and Canada. Barbie has now earned an estimated $351 million domestically since its release. I'm Corey Myers.
A French influencer known for his daring stunts is dead after falling from the 68th floor of a Hong Kong skyscraper. Somehow he got trapped outside the building and knocked on a window but lost his footing. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
My ride smells just right, just right, just right, just right.
I gotta try that Febreze car.
Just right, just right, just right, just right. La 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 la. Picked up for 40 days of consistent sin. All over Febreze car clips right on your vent. You know my car's my happy place. Keep a smile on my face. When it smells just right, just right.